Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
How we handle the Word of God, how we respect the Word of God, how we live in the Word of God, and how we allow it to live in us is absolutely essential to walking with God for a lifetime. I do sincerely believe that what God has given here is literally the book that he wrote, and he only wrote one. Mm-hmm. And you can take this book and go out to the interstate and place it on the right-hand side of the white line and place all the other books ever written on the other side of the white line on the opposite side, and no book belongs in the same place that this book belongs. This is the only book that God wrote. It is truly alive and active and sharper than a two-edged sword, able to pierce as deep as a division of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and judge the thoughts and intention of our heart. I believe, like A.W. Tozer said, that a word of God once spoken continues to be spoken. So do I receive the word as I open it at any moment as the currently spoken word of God for me, for that day, for that moment? That is absolutely essential to that love relationship that God is extending to me. If I have a barrier of unbelief or just negligence or anything else covering my approach to the Bible, then I need to cry out to God to break through that and to really speak to me from the Word and make it come alive like only he can make it come alive.
Well, Vic, how do you pray for, I mean, I know you and I both pray for Christians around the world, but you think of the departures even in our country, from Scripture, from key leading Christians at times. Speak to that. And how do you pray? Because the integrity of Scripture cannot be diminished, and yet you have even, you know, I won't say what college it is, but one of my sons was at a Christian college. Of course, not University Northwestern St. Paul. I'm just saying, not that one. But the professor actually said in my son's class that Jesus didn't actually walk on water. They were sandbars. And I thought, huh,
unbelievable.
Takes more faith to believe that, because that's not in there, than it does to actually take it for how it was written. But tell me your perspective, how you pray when you consider so many of the liberties people are taking with God's word these days.
I think I like to go to the portions of Scripture that actually speak about the Scripture. Psalm 19, Psalm 119, the other places in the New Testament where we can zero in on that. And pray those things for those people. Just pray God's mercy is often where I begin, because you know they're in a place where they desperately need the mercy of God, and to give them those things that they could never get to otherwise, and that God would just break through, that he would invade their lives, if in fact he does live in their lives. But if he doesn't live in their life, that he would come to live in their life.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.